Episode 1719, The Fountain of Youth.
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop sign,
watching people drive. Happy every day. Do you have some energy in you? Come on, we can do this. You're midweek. That means what? It's hump day. Okay, that just always sounded weird to me. A camel? Seriously? Today is Wellness Wednesday. It's all about the fountain of youth. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter. The Keep It Simple strategy, everyday solutions to live, love, and impact. Creams, dyes, supplements, and French fries. Doesn't that sound like the fountain of youth? Everyone wants to look younger, but how and why? Well, as you know, only one of those things will really help you in your search for youth. Yes, we do our best to cover up and change what we don't like. We either buy different clothes so they fit better. We buy different creams to put on. We do our hair color. You know, it reminds me of the chant, lions, tigers, and bears. Oh my! The fountain of youth has been chased after for years. This is not something new. In the 16th century, it became prominent with the Spanish explorer Ponce de Leon. Why are we so obsessed with our youth looking younger? Is there anything to be said about growing wiser and older with grace? Now, I gotta admit, I'm one who prefers to color my hair, not because I don't like my original color, meaning the one that happened before my white came in, because you see, my color changed to white at a very young age, my early 30s. I had babies still, and I had white hair coming in. And it wasn't like one or two little strands. Oh no, it was white hair. My hubby already looked younger than me, and he's actually older than me, so I definitely did not want to look like the cougar. Rawr! I'm all for enjoying the benefits of anti-aging products. That's fabulous. This is not a place of judgment. However, what I want to challenge you with is the reason behind why you do it. You don't want to just be throwing out money because, well, you have money to throw out. I don't know about you, but my budget doesn't allow that. And I'm sure yours doesn't either. But we buy into all of this stuff that's blasted out to us saying you need this in order to feel good about who you are. Now, if we were honest and truthful with our inner self, most of us would equate to what we want to change is due to an outside influence. Now, that influence could be personal beliefs, media, technology, how we were raised, friends or family, colleagues. The list could go on and on. But what we find is the quote-unquote look is what people are after. It's about looking younger, erasing the wrinkles, gray hair. You know me, go for the color. Sagging skin, cellulite. What is it for you? They aren't interested in how you feel and what's becoming done on the cellular level. That's where the fountain of youth lies. Who cares about how young you look if you don't feel well? If you can't chase your children or grandchildren? If you don't have the flexibility to get up off the floor? Maybe we are searching for the fountain of youth all wrong. Yes, water is good for you. Hydrate often. You need to be drinking a minimum of 8 ounces of water a day. If you are bigger and you work out more, you need more water. So hydrate often, yes. But what do you need to sustain the fountain of health? You got to revamp what you know is best. That is your Kiss to Keep It Simple strategy. Revamp what you know is best. There is nothing new under the sun except for different chemical concoctions and GMOs. You know, your GMOs, genetically modified organisms. That means our hands have been in the stuff to create creams and dyes and supplements and French fries. Oh my. So you have to go back to the foundation of the fountain of health and where it was created from. So what does that really look like? Well, number one, restore your movement. We are all sitting way too much. You don't need to be told this, but you do need to restore your movement. I was at a conference recently. In fact, it was just maybe a week and a half or so ago. And all we did was sit for 8 hours, except for one additional hour. So we were there for 9 hours. And at most, we had 1 hour of time that we could have used to be moving. Now, that 1 hour of time included lunch, and it included us going from one location to the next. So if most of us did not stand to eat lunch. And I know once we got to different locations, we would all find our seats and we would sit down. So I probably sat well over 8.5 hours. How does immobility serve you? You've got to restore your movement. You know this, but are you doing it? Number two, refresh your fridge. What are you putting in your body? Are you eating more processed, refined foods? I get it. It's convenient. And yes, some of them are tasty. Others, because I eat healthy, I eat some of it. And I'm like, oh my gosh, this is worse than cardboard. Not that I know what cardboard tastes like. My bulldog does, but I don't. But I think it is like, I don't know, it just tastes like cardboard would taste. Or are you shopping for foods on the outside perimeter of the grocery store? You've got to refresh your fridge. Yes, I know we go through seasons. We want easy grab on the go because we're so busy. But you have to be careful about what you're doing. If you're really wanting to change your life from the inside out, you've got to look at the cellular level. And that means you got to refresh your fridge. And finally, number three, renew your commitment. You matter. So start putting your health as a priority. Don't make excuses. If you have a really, really busy day, great. Still take time to take a 10-minute walk. Just a walk. Even if you have to pace in your living room, it's okay. Just keep walking in a circle. Walk for 10 minutes. Don't stop. You don't have to do it fast. You might end up having a little ring around your carpet if it's in a carpeted room. But movement is what counts. Yes, life is going to be busy, but we have to prioritize what matters. You matter. So you got to revamp what you know is best. Change doesn't happen until you make the decision to change. You can think about it all you want, but you have to take aim. Action ignites motivation. It takes action. To ignite what? To keep going. That motivation that says, oh, wow, this is really making a difference. You might be trying to eat healthy and eating more leafy greens. And you're like, leafy greens are not my thing. I would prefer French fries. Yeah, well, they could be green if they were picked too early, but they're not like your leafy greens. And you're like, okay, well, I did it one time this week. Woohoo. But then what did you do the other 6 days of the week? You've got to build consistency. You've got to be able to understand what is going to serve your body at a cellular level. And I know that's hard to do. You're busy. You're a mom on the go. Dads, you're as crazy as we are. But no one can make the decisions as to what you do with your body except you. So if you're wanting to lose weight, what is the first step you need to take to revamp what you know is best? What is that? What does that look like for you? Maybe it is nutrition related. Maybe it is movement related. Pick one thing. Maybe you need to sleep more. Oh yes, I'm the night owl, remember? And I like to stay up. Why? Because I don't know. I get that second, third, fourth wind. God and I, we have talks about it. I'm like, seriously. But I am getting better. My goal is to be in bed, totally asleep by 11 o'clock every night. Now, some people are like, I've already been sleeping for like 2 hours. That's fabulous for you. But for me, 11 o'clock is early. It's like pushing 12 or 1 a.m. before I begin to shut down. And I may be doing some things, or sometimes it's just my mind won't stop. And I'm writing stuff down, or I'm doing things on the computer. And I know we could go into the whole blue light thing and turning things off. I get it. I'm hearing you. Hence, we got to revamp what you know is best. So what is that first step that you need to take for your health if you're looking at losing weight? Same goes for eating healthy. What about stretching every day? Maybe you're like, okay, I can't do what I used to do. That's all right. We're getting older. Our body is aging. Welcome to an awesome time and season in your life. You're getting wiser and your body is developing a new look. That's fabulous. Embrace it. So maybe you can't do aerobics anymore, but you can stretch every day. And if you can't get on the floor because of your knees, there are other ways to do it. Now, if you're saying, well, how am I going to get there? I want to help you. And that's why we've got the AIM Academy coming up. I am patiently waiting. We've got a few issues with the website and we're going to be there. So we can dive into more of this stuff specifically and specifically to you and your lifestyle. You have to take responsibility for your health and your actions. You can't blame it that, well, you went to the grocery store and they didn't have anything there. Oh, they probably did. You just didn't look hard enough. Now, yes, we don't always have the best options right in front of us. I get that. But that can't be your everyday. That is what's going to change your fountain of youth into the fountain of health. Is what you do on a consistent basis. That 20% of, I'm just going to fly by the seat of my pants, that's okay, that's 20%. But most of us are living that fly by the seat of my pants 80% of the time. That's not going to get you anywhere but 6 feet under faster. And I know that might be kind of scary to be told that. But there is a beginning and an end here on earth. Now, if you have the biblical beliefs that I do, there is an eternity after. But right now, you're here on earth, and there is a purpose for why you're here. So that means you need to take care of yourself. I'm just telling you like it is. Because I know I've had these conversations with myself. I'm getting older. I called my grandmother. We've got the wedding coming up, and she is older, and she's probably not going to be able to make it out for the wedding. I totally understand that. Of course, I would love to have her there. But we started talking about aging and what I was doing and where my health was and my mom's surgery and how it's genetically connected in our family. And she had questions about her. And we were having this conversation. And I was like, yeah, I am getting older, aren't I? I mean, yeah, we are. It's nothing new. We don't want it. But we can't be a puppy our entire life, right? Puppies are adorable when they're little. But then they grow older also. Each stage of their life has something meaningful and something great. Same goes for us. We can't have wisdom and look like a 2-year-old. It's not going to work for us. So you've got to work within what God has given you, the fountain of health. The fountain of youth is within your reach, but you have to commit to the fountain of what? Health, which is on the cellular level. Are you willing to do that? Are you willing to say, I am worth that much? Because God created me. He has a purpose for me still right now. And we are living longer. Don't you want to be able to get up off the floor? You don't want to get down on the floor and not be able to get up. There's nothing that feels more constraining than getting up slowly and feeling those joints just creak. You know, I feel like the Tin Man. And I'm like, I need to be oiled. I've been sitting way too long. That's where you get to feel and see a difference in your everyday when you commit to the fountain of health. That's where the focus needs to be. It's okay to have the cute smile lines. It's okay that, well, maybe you got a little bit of extra cellulite where you really didn't want to. It's okay. Your hubby's not getting any better either. And vice versa, right? We all look in the mirror and we are all aging every single day. Look at it as a blessing, not a curse. When you do that, it changes your entire perspective. It puts you in control now. And you know how much you like control. I mean, I know I do. So why not take the bull by the horns and say, I am going to do something for my health, for me. I'm not going to worry so much as to how soft and supple my skin is. Yes, certain things will work for you, but other things you're just throwing your money away. And we'll get into that in the AIM Academy. We'll get into specifics. It's hard to do that in this little part of our day, but I want to get you thinking. When you see those commercials and the promises, when you see the advertisements in your social media feeds, think twice before you hit add to cart and buy now. What do you really need to change? Revamp what you know is best, the foundational part of the fountain of youth, which is ultimately your health, your well-being. Now, if you want to get a jump start and you're like, okay, I need some help right now. I have been struggling, or I need some clarification. I need some direction. Click on the link, take AIM in the show notes. You don't have to wait for the AIM Academy. It is coming out. I am praying we get it off way before Thanksgiving, but I'm at the mercy right now of a few things. There are always glitches, but I give it up to know and understand that guess what? Sometimes there's reasons for delays. So hang in there with me. But if you're saying, I need a jumpstart, I need a kickstart right now, click on the link, take AIM in the show notes. I have a free gift for you. It's a coaching call with me. So click on that link. I will get an email and I will send you back an email and we will schedule a call one-on-one where we can talk specifically about your situation. I cannot stress enough how much you mean to the world that you touch. I want you to know that in your heart, because I know you're not told that very often. And I believe that's one reason why we go out and search to look younger, to look better, to try to erase the hands of time. But I want you to look today and see the hands of time as a gift. You've gone through experiences and circumstances. You've had celebrations and challenges. You've been on the peak of mountains and you've been deep in the valley. But somehow you've gotten to where you are today and you still have breath. That means you have the opportunity to impact the world that you touch. That's how vital you are. So take your health seriously. You matter. Go out and train for life and love your journey. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a healthy, beautiful day. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.